Back at On the Rocks, Madison Heights, getting ready for draft time. Draft time is about 35 minutes away. Mark the Man Wilson, Rob Parker right over there at Sports Night with Parker the Man for a Thursday night. The draft is upon us. It's been talked about ad nauseum for 4 months. Players' Championship also underway. We'll get you updated on that coming up in about 6 or 7 minutes. I can't find Phil Mickelson to save my life. Did the guy play? How bad must it have been for Phil? Can't find him at all on here. So are we both going with Clowney, number one? Young fella?
Yeah, I don't think Manziel's being drafted. I think that's why he came out. And what he said to me sounded desperate. He wants to be the first overall pick, which I understand. Mark, there's prestige in that.
Money?
There's money in that. There's a lot of money you lose by not being that guy and being the best player in college football and whatnot. So I totally get it. And for him to come out and say that tells me that he realizes he's not going to be that guy.
Well, I can't imagine why the Houston Texans, you know, would take a chance on a flyer and a 6-foot quarterback. I don't care how good he is. This is a different league. This isn't Texas A&M. This isn't college football. I mean, I've seen plenty of 6-foot guys succeed in that level of football. I think it's the Andre Ware rule. I think you got to be really careful about big numbers in college football, and it goes back to Andre Ware's drafting by the Lions right after Barry in 1990. Here's a Heisman Trophy winner with 70 TD passes at Houston, and I'm telling you, I will never forget the first day I went to the Silverdome, and I was standing, I don't know if it was O'Hara or who it was. Maybe it was Corky, matter of fact, was out there. Yeah.
Corky Meineke. The late, great Corky Meineke.
And we were standing there watching Andre Ware's first official practice with the Lions, and the first one kind of sailed down someone's feet. We went, hey, threw a ball. Second one, you know, kind of went off to the side a little bit, and went, hey, threw another ball. By the time he was at 5 or 6 dumping balls down into the Silver Dome turf, we went, this doesn't look good. And sure, I mean, not that we knew at the time that he would have this horrifying career and he would not become the player we all thought he might. But he did, as it turns out.
And you know what? Players knew. Mark, you know that. When you practice with somebody, that was the whole thing with Tim Tebow. They always talked about him. Oh, look at the guy when he plays in games. Your teammates practice with you, Mark. And you know what the NFL is about, what? Practice to get on the field, right? Couldn't do it.
Well, Tebow is the all-timer now. Tebow is the banner for let's be careful on what we draft quarterback-wise. Literally, here's a guy who won 2 back-to-back national titles, who looked great doing it in the Urban Meyer system.
And they loved him. He was a god. I mean, one of the greatest college football players, right?
Jacksonville Gator Nation, Tebow freaks. Which then led everybody else to believe that this was the guy for the future. This was the guy that you had to have. He was going to have a long career. And it didn't hurt himself any when he threw that, you know, I know nothing pass in a pass sense, but he did complete an 80-yard touchdown pass in the postseason to win a game in overtime.
Yeah, when they had the 11-man front, no all-out blitz. No, I'm just saying it was the
Someone's arm had the ball in its hand and had to hit a guy.
I understand it was a 10-yard slant and it was off to the races. I mean, Dick LeBeau, I still to this day, I know he's a Hall of Fame.
And former Lion.
Right, Hall of Famer and whatnot. But my goodness, that was a terrible defensive strategy against, basically they said they have no respect for him and you can't even throw a 10-yard slant. That's the defense that they had.
They didn't think he would do it.
Anybody else, Mark, probably would have been whacked. But Dick LeBeau, you weren't whacked.
Well, you can't. You're Dick LeBeau.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
He's got like a deal into perpetuity. After Dick LeBeau has passed on, he'll still be the defensive coordinator of the Steelers. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's written in the deal. It's written in the whole family. You know, it has it. It's like it's when they go to the funeral home.
Passed down, right.
Yeah, it's just someone just, they just put a cut up, you know, card thing, you know, one of these cut out things. Just put that up and there's Dick and he's still barking out signals with some guy on a megaphone.
All right, our telephone number 248-848-1130. Are we able to get calls now or not yet, Gary?
Gary, I'll let us know. Why don't you do your thing? Tell us about Sam's, and then we'll move it along here because we got a sports wrap coming up, too.
All right, time for it's Rob Parker for Sam's Alterations, Mark. If you think you're the man, I'm telling you, Sam is the man.
He's the man.
That's right. Sam's Alterations located right there on 12 Mile Road and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village, Mark. If you need your suits altered, your pants taken in, let out, Sam is the man. For all that. He can get it done. The telephone number to reach Sam is 248 552-9950.
That is Sam's number, not yours, right?
That's Sam's number.
Okay, all right.
And Sam will take care of women's clothes, more kids, men, whatever you need done, Sam can take care of it. Again, located right there in Lathrop Village on 12 Mile Road and Southfield Road. Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Go get Sam.
All right, we're at On the Rocks in Madison Heights. You know the deal. Come on out and see us. 12 Mile and John R. Draft Day Party Extraordinaire. We're half an hour away from the draft. We got a sports wrap next. So much to do, so little time on this TV theme song. I keep wanting to go Sportsecution Thursday. I don't know. Well, we're going to play a little version of something similar to that for Tiger Tickets a little bit later.
There you go.
Exactly be Sportsecution, but something like that. 248-848-1130 at Sports Night with Parker DeMann, live in Madison Heights and On the Rocks on WDFN AM 1130 The Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
Rob and Mark do it right. Every night. Parker and the
Man. All right,
man.
Here we go. Bringing you up.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, Rob Parker, we are literally now just 26 minutes, T-minus 26 and counting for round one of the NFL draft.
What happened to our TV theme song?
We're going to do it after the sports wrap.
Okay.
Sports wrap time.
All right, let's do that. It's time for a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers.
Last of the four-game series this afternoon, Comerica, and I'm telling you, season's over. Forget it. Done. Tigers lose to the Houston Astros. Woo! 6-2. Dallas Keuchel beat his old Arkansas College teammate Drew Smyly today. Keuchel strikes out 7, walks none. Victor Martinez in his 7th for Detroit. Corcoran, Springer, and Dominguez all homered for Houston. For George Springer, that's his first. And if you listen to him in Houston, that's his first of 700 coming. I think that guy is unbelievable. Tigers still take 3 of 4 in the series. Twins are in town tomorrow, and it'll be Justin Verlander and Phil Hughes going in that one on a beautiful Friday night game. Big Ten baseball, Michigan has a set this weekend at home. Wilpon Complex against Ohio State. So you got the Michigan-Ohio State thing going. While MSU has Nebraska at McLean Stadium, Cobes Field, and East Lansing. Both start tomorrow, both those three-game series. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker and the Man live and On the Rocks in Madison Heights. Presented to you by Sporty Cubs. NBA playoffs conference semis game 2. It is underway in Miami. And the Nets lead the Heat early last I looked, 14-13. So long way to go in that game number 2. Blazers and Spurs in San Antonio go at 9:30. The Clippers, Jamal Crawford, University of Michigan's very own, named the NBA's 6th Man of the Year. Now, why they give that out after the MVP to Kevin Durant, I have no idea. I think they, because that was the day they were supposed to give it out, was the day of Donald Sterling. So I think they waited to give it out later. Stanley Cup playoffs, conference semi, second round. Boston, Montreal about to go. That game in Quebec. Anaheim in Los Angeles. I think the Kings are going for 7 wins in a row, 7? 10 p.m. tonight, they lead that series amazingly 2-0, and both of those wins were at the Honda Center. Other baseball, American League this afternoon, Indians beat the Twins 9-4, Cleveland bangs out 15 hits. Rays right now lead the Orioles 1-0 early, Royals and Mariners in Seattle at 10-10. Interleague series, Phillies over the Blue Jays 1-0 second, Rockies Rangers coming up, and Cubs White Sox one more time. That series seems like it's been going on forever. That'll be at U.S. Cellular tonight. 2 National League games, both start at 10-10. PGA Players Championship, round 1 at TPC Sawgrass with the famous Island Green at 17. Martin Keimer, 9-under par 63, has the first round lead by 2 over Russell Henley, who shot a 65. Sang Moon Bae is in third after a 66. Bubba Watson shoots 69. Rory McIlroy a 70. And Phil Mickelson, terrible first round, 3-over par 75. No wonder I couldn't find him. I had to go all the way down to the bottom to find Mickelson. So he's already 12 shots behind Martin Keimer. NASCARs are in Kansas for the first ever night race, 5-hour Energy 400 on Saturday. Quals, that's what we call qualifying. Those in the NASCAR know, call it Quals. Quals is tomorrow at 5:40, then the race time Saturday night at 6:30 at the Kansas Motor Speedway. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Go get a haircut. I think that should be your tagline.
Here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up 3 very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. Here's a story about a man named Brady who was bringing up with three boys of his own.
I wanted to make up new words.
They were four men living all together. Yes, they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew they were more than a hunch, that this group would somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
It is a TV theme song Thursday on Sports Night with Parker the Man, Rob Parker, along with the man Mark Wilson.
You have now sang two songs, and it cleared out the table twice over there.
No, they got new people came in. They loved it.
Because they haven't heard it yet.
They loved it.
Well, as soon as they do, we'll have a turnover for the third time.
Thank you.
Hey, anybody
they
just getting on the rocks,
that
table will be available after Rob's next song.
Oh, stop. Stop with that. And we are here.
Just hang tight. That'll be available.
Absolutely. And we're here on the rocks, Mark.
Look at, all right, here we go.
12 Mile. This is for Mark Wilson. This is for you.
Where's Rob's?
Give him first. Worry about you, Mark. That's not
worry
for me.
Worry about me.
Look at this. Look at
that's
this.
That's ridiculous. All right, go get a pic. Now you can take a picture.
Gary, you have to see. Are you watching? Can you see this? Look at what Mark is going to eat.
Man versus food. The other guy retired. I have taken over. Where's Guy Fieri when you need him?
Look at
man
this.
Man versus food.
The set. Look at the unbelievable. Wow.
That is nuts. Come on. What are you supposed to even do with that?
Mark.
Didn't that look good, though?
You know
look how good that looks.
You know what's unbelievable? I think you had one of those for breakfast this morning.
Yeah, I had that earlier. This is my second of the night. You know,
there we go.
I didn't want to get too greedy. I just said, just give me two of these suckers.
Unbelievable.
If you're just listening to us and not watching us, I mean, there's cameras going off. You'd think we were on the red carpet somewhere.
Look at this
thing. There's enough paparazzi around here to last a lifetime.
But it looks great, though.
Do you get me in there?
Unbelievable. All right.
So we're taking pictures and not talking.
No,
but if you're
okay.
listening, it's about, how many inches high is that, Rob?
Let me see.
double-decker, pound hamburger thing with all the accoutrement and onion rings, and it goes about, I would say, a good half a foot. Easy half, maybe more than half a foot. That could be 8 inches. You think that's a foot?
Is it?
I'm talking about the hamburger, though.
Oh, stop. Stop with that. Are you kidding me?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Come on. Somebody had to do it.
All right. All right. Hey, stop it. 248-848-1130 is the number.
I'll dive into this, and I'll tell you how it is in a second. But they're getting ready now in New York City. They're at Radio City Music Hall. They're getting ready out there. They're taking the team photo.
I want to know, seriously, other than family and relatives of these guys.
Yeah, you keep talking.
Why in the world would you go to the draft as a fan?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm serious.
Look at this, all these guys. What are you talking about?
Really?
Rob, you know what you are. I'll do serious.
What? I don't see that.
Cantankerous old guy now.
Stop it.
You're an old guy.
Mark, I lived in New York for many years.
People
I never went to the draft.
People are passionate about I know you can't get it.
I just don't get it.
There's two things you've never gotten. As long as I've been with you, the draft and recruiting. You don't get it.
I don't get it.
You will never understand it.
Doesn't make any sense.
You don't know why guys will show up and say, God, and they, you don't
no,
get
no,
you
I
don't
understand.
Play fantasy football.
I understand this. I don't understand why you would take a trip.
A lot of those are just New York people that go.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't understand if you were any other fan, you would fly to New York from Pittsburgh or from California to watch the NFL draft to wait there?
By the way, give it up.
Come on now. Nobody.
Former Detroit Red Wing goaltender Eddie Mio is in the house tonight.
Yes.
Give it up to Eddie.
Eddie Mio.
But Eddie remembers
Eddie,
this.
Eddie, where's the five hole? Oh, I'm sorry.
Isn't that sad? The first thing he picks out for Bubba is the five hole.
Stop.
You know, Eddie is over 500 in postseason hockey in the National Hockey League. Did you know that?
His
record is over 500. Okay, let's listen to me. Eddie knows this. The reason I brought up Eddie is we gave away at another place, we gave away some of these, we had these like draft packages. They were going to go to New York, you get a hotel, you stay there
Mark,
for a couple of days.
That's different if it's on somebody's dime. Watch out. Your burger's
going
over.
It's going?
You gotta
how is it ever going to stay
you
up?
You know what,
this?
Look, you got to lay it down anyway on this big plate. Lay it down.
There you go. You do it. I'll trust you. Wash your hands?
Yes.
Okay.
I always wash my hands, you know that.
There you go. Much better.
There you go. Mark, look at that. The burger looks good.
I know. I'm waiting. Can we break? Don't touch my burger. I could see why people would think this is a good time. You get to see these guys in person. Get to see Clowney and Manziel and Teddy Bridgewater and all the big stars in college football are there tonight.
I'm just a different guy. I wouldn't do it.
Of course you're a different guy. You don't get recruiting, and you don't like the draft.
Well, because recruiting is the same thing, Mark. They say the same thing about everybody. How is it any different?
Here we go. Stand by.
I mean, I'm just so tired of hearing it. All week they're going to tell you this guy, how great this guy is, how great that guy is. That's what I hear.
I know.
Here it is. And then,
can I ask you a question? If one time you heard this, let's pretend, I'll use Martin Mayhew.
Yes.
Let's say Martin Mayhew got a dose of religion and didn't become what he might become tonight, Dr. Doolittle. And he actually goes up to the podium after all eight picks, well, it'd be Sunday. And he says, I got to tell you.
It's no good.
I got to tell you, I screwed it up. I got nobody. I blew the first round pick.
You never hear
second
that.
Second round pick, I don't know what I was thinking.
What do you hear?
Oh, we got the guy.
We fill needs. We got the best player available. Oh, my, he's a great athlete. And he comes from a great pedigree. And what a school and the system that they ran.
Should have seen his Wunderlich test.
Oh, my goodness. And his 40 time and this and that. We had to have him. He's exactly what we were looking for.
Rob, I said to Rob at recruiting day on the podcast, I said, would you have more respect for a Brady Hoke or for Mark D'Antoni if he walked up and go, I got to tell you, we got nobody.
We got nobody. What?
I got the sheet in today. I got all the guys' tenders. They're all here, and we got nothing. Nothing to see here. Forget it. I have the worst recruiting class in the country. In fact, I'm going to call up ESPN right now and tell them to knock me down to 300. Just at the bottom. I don't even want to be in their thing. But they don't do that, and that's why you hate it. You don't like the fact that everybody gets a great player. Everybody has a good class. Everybody has a good draft.
Mark, it just becomes propaganda, and that's the part that I don't like.
What was the year the Redskins had, like, one draft pick? They had, like, one or two guys. And the nerve, I don't know who it was. It wasn't Turner. It wasn't Spurrier. But they walked out there and said, we really filled a couple of needs tonight.
Right. And it's like, what needs?
You got two guys that you didn't even pick till the third round.
Exactly. Unbelievable.
And I don't think either of the two guys stuck around. Maybe one guy did.
All right, 248-848-1130. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Look, we got to do this because we're desperately behind. No, we're actually not, but I want to try the hamburger.
All right, try the hamburger.
Sports Night with Parker and the Man. We're live. Come on, give it up to On the Rocks here in Madison Heights. You guys are the cool people. You're the cool kids coming out tonight. The cool kids are at 12 Mile and John R. tonight, and we're doing our thing on AM 1130 WDFN The Fan.